The United States and Great Britain are taking measures to protect air travelers this morning following the arrests of 21 suspects in Britain in connection with what is being described as a foiled plot to blow up several passenger planes flying between Britain and the United States. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff speaking just a few minutes ago.
The United States government has raised the nation's threat level to our highest level of alert, severe or red, for commercial flights originating in the United Kingdom and bound for the United States. We've made this adjustment to coordinate our alert level with that is currently in force in Britain.
Michael Chertoff said he was taking the following steps.
In light of the nature of the liquid explosive devices which were designed by the plotters, we are temporarily banning all liquids as carry-ons in aircraft cabins. That means no liquids or gels will be allowed in carry-on baggage. Any liquids or gels have to be checked as part of baggage to go into the hold. There will be exceptions for baby formula and medicines, but travelers must be prepared to present these items for inspection at the checkpoint. And that will allow us to take a look at them and make sure that they're safe to fly.
Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff. U.S. air travelers poured out liquids, opened their bags for inspection, and endured long waits today as airports heightened security and some flights were canceled or delayed after the discovery of a terror plot aimed at airlines traveling from Britain to the United States. Most European carriers canceled flights to Heathrow because of the massive delays created after congestion built up rapidly after authorities enforced strict new regulations there, banning most hand baggage.